USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said on Wednesday new projections appear to show that the U.S. death toll from the virus could be lower than past estimates. Dr. Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says 64,000 people could die in the United States by August. Now that's fewer than the 100,000 that were previously estimated. Also with an optimistic tone, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says social distancing is working in an effort to slow down the spread of coronavirus.
But we're not there yet, and we can't get our hubs up the wrong way. We have to keep vigilant, disciplined, strong, resilient.
The White House is making changes to its communications staff by bringing in Trump campaign spokesman Kayleigh McEnany and Alyssa Farah, who was previously at the Pentagon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The path for Joe Biden to be the Democratic nominee for president is clear after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is suspending his campaign. Sanders, speaking from one of his 3 houses, thanked his supporters and says he's proud that he was able to bypass a corrupt campaign finance system to fund his campaign. Despite selling at drive-thrus and by delivery, the world's most well-known fast food chain is taking a hit because of COVID-19, as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
McDonald's says its global same-store sales for March were down 22% because of the pandemic. The fast food giant had reported sales increases of over 8% in the previous 2 months. Sales at U.S. stores dropped 13% in March. It was worse internationally, where same-store sales fell by about 35%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thank you, Chris, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
it's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection.
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
Well, you need to do it at 3 different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out.
Millions of Americans are struggling to meet routine financial obligations, such as rent and paying student loan bills, along with credit card bills and light bills. This all due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Financial expert Chris Hogan says if you're facing financial hardship,
the worst thing you could do is avoid your creditors and wait on them to call you, or to make a promise to pay that you can't keep. So a lot of times people will make a promise to pay just to get off the phone. Don't do that. You want to be clear, upfront, and honest with your creditor about your situation and exactly what you can and can't do.
Hogan, speaking there on Fox Business, California Governor Gavin Newsom says he has a deal for 200 million masks to be shipped to his state every month. Newsom telling MSNBC he's working with a manufacturer in California. He added that the vast majority are N95 masks and that they will not be competing against other states. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.